This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ja'Kari Jackson reporting from Charleston, South Carolina. Now in a moment, we're going to go down to the street. It's going to be more of a tourist-type area, and we want to find out what people think about the Confederate flag and also if they think they have any solutions to the violence that happened here.
It's not about guns. It's about what this guy thought and where was his thinking coming from. Because he was clearly felt he was alienated from society. He's not crazy. He's a very, if you look at his blog, you know, I mean, within the racist logic, there's a logic to what he was thinking. But it has to do with, I'm better than you, I'm superior to you, and you are doing things to, you know, African Americans are doing things. I mean, you're raping our women and taking over the country. But that's on the surface. But putting him in jail is not going to deal with it. Gun laws are not going to deal with it. I mean, what if he went in there with a can of gasoline and a bunch of matches? What are we going to do? Have more strict rules on who gets to have matches and buys gasoline? No, we have to deal with the real issues of social inequality, social injustice, which is economic in this country. And that's what people in the Democratic Party don't want to talk about. People in the Republican Party don't want to talk about it. The only person I know, one of the reasons we were coming down, we were going to go to Bernie Sanders' rally, because I'm a supporter of him. And this is my, you know, his personal guys, has nothing to do with what I do professionally, because he's the only person I think who's taking seriously the root causes, the systematic involvement of racial injustice with capitalism and the wealth of this country. I mean, that's really what it comes down to. And nobody wants to talk about it.
Now, another hot topic that's going on right now is the one about the Confederate flag. You know, what is your thoughts of the Confederate flag? Should they take it down? Should it just stay up? What is your thoughts?
I think they need to at least move it. It belongs in a museum. It's a very, as Lindsey Graham, and you know, I've talked to Lindsey Graham a couple of times because I'm an old biker and I used to lobby for biker rights when he was in the state Senate, and I saw him one time in his office. But they don't need to fly the battle flag. I mean that, and I've had Southern friends, because I'm not from South Carolina, say who had ancestors who fought with the Confederacy. Who said to me, we let them steal it. But he meant the Klan. Steal that as a symbol, all right? Well, there are other flags you can fly, flags of the Confederacy that don't set off any bells if you're concerned about historical, you know, the heritage and all that stuff. Heritage, not hate. But, I mean, when you saw that picture of Roof, the terrorist, let's call him what he really was. He's a terrorist. This is domestic terrorism that the government is doing nothing about. There's a picture you probably saw in his blog post. He's got a Confederate flag. I mean, this has just become inextricably identified with making a racial statement. And so if somebody wants to ride on their motorcycle or do everything and fly the flag in front of their house, that's their business. But it shouldn't have any connection with anything associated with the government, except in a museum, because then you've got the context.
I haven't seen any racial situation in Charleston. I really haven't. I'm always suspicious with these things that happen. I don't know how they occur and why they're occurring the last few years, always prompting the government to do more on so-called our behalf, taking away more of our liberty.
Smart lady.
TSA, for instance, NDAA. Patriot Act.
Yeah.
It's just, I think it's just something, it's a precursor, it's a catalyst, you know, like this 9/11. huge catalyst for everything that's happened so far, and I think...
I bet that woman's a real liberal.
I think we're in for an economic downfall soon, and be prepared. Stock up with your...
Full video's up on Infowars.com. Jakari's been filing a lot of amazing videos with Matt. We'll be back to talk to Jakari.
Absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality. Supermill Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Supermill and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency. They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves with the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get. Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Earth enters sixth extinction phase with many species, including our own, labeled the Walking Dead. Major government-funded study in the U.S. But that's not what matters. Let's all fight with each other over what color our skin is, even though the elite believe the human species will go extinct in the next 100 years, basically. This new story just went up on Infowars.com by Kit Daniels. Pentagon considers allowing women in every combat role. I'm going to cover that at the bottom of the hour. That ties into Secretary of Defense says U.S. to provide weapons and aircraft commandos for NATO in the war against Russia. Already going on, but a major, major escalation. And then Gruber, remember him saying you're stupid and thank God you can be kept in the dark? Well, email show MIT's Jonathan Gruber had even more to do with Obamacare's passage than previously thought, and he lied, and so did the administration. The administration lied? We're going to go over this and play the clips. Gruber, in different videos by Obama and others, was thanked as one of the main architects of Obamacare. Then Obama said he didn't even know him. Do I have to play those clips again? Of course they got his emails in Congress. And he's there basically heavily involved. He's one of the main scammers. He bragged he helped fix the numbers that it would cut your cost of health care when it increases it. He engaged in fraud. Indict him now. Now they're going to have the blackmailed Congress and the blackmailed Supreme Court just go along with it. That's all coming up. Ja'Kari Jackson joins us with some really good news. I mean, I don't know if this is where he's going, but I saw InfoWars.com this morning. I saw his videos. I saw what he'd been filing there with Matt, the camera guy from InfoWars in Charleston, the site of the tragic events last Wednesday, that they had the Black Lives George Soros group show up, try to stir stuff up, and the locals basically ran them out of town, had a meme of All Lives Matter. Very exciting to see people come together. I don't think this is making the establishment very happy. And a lot of the locals Ja'Kari talked to said, we don't buy the story we've been given. Reverend Childress says it doesn't all add up. I mean, you look at those photos of him with the rebel flag and the guns. I mean, it looks like something out of a movie. And the perfect timing and Juneteenth. And we know they shipped guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment. We know they shipped in people to engage in violence in other areas. I mean, this is social engineering any way you slice it. Joining us is Ja'Kari Jackson. He'll be coming back today. I'm really glad he doesn't have to stay, because he'd have to stay if stuff broke out. Some folks defaced some statues, and I totally understand that, if it's seen as... Because here he is with the rebel flag, saying a rebel flag means kill Christian black people for no reason. But that's all branding. You could have somebody kill folks with the American flag. Does that then demonize it? It shows the mind control. Ja'Kari Jackson, you were there last night during all of this. What did you witness?
Well, last night, Alex, we're here in Charleston, South Carolina. We're on the bridge right behind me. That is the Ravenel Bridge over the Cooper River, and it goes from Charleston over to the next city. Once you cross over the bridge, you're in the next city. And what we saw was a conservative 10,000 people out there. Police estimates put it up to maybe 15,000. Other people say 20,000, but conservative 10,000 nonetheless. People join hand-to-hand clear across this bridge. Now, this bridge behind me is one of the largest in the region. And I think it's the third largest in the Western Hemisphere. It spans 2.5 miles. So it took us about 30 minutes just to walk to, I guess, halfway point on the bridge. And that's when the people from the other town, Mount Pleasant, came and met us. And they joined across the bridge in a great showing of unity, respect, love, and faith. So it was a very impressive moment. I'm still waiting to see the hard numbers for about how many people came out, but it was thousands and thousands of people. No incidents that I'm aware of. They had a police escort, had fire trucks blocking the street so everybody could get out there calmly, peacefully, and that's what the focus was last night here in Charleston.
That bridge looks space age.
Yeah, it's a very impressive bridge. When I first heard that these guys were going to march on this bridge and go hand-to-hand, I was like, wow, that's a really, really long bridge. But people came out by the thousands while we were first getting there and filing our initial reports. You know, buses would come and drop people off, you know, and people would drive up, hop out of cars and go park the car, and everybody ran out on the bridge. And it was a really good thing to see, you know, very positive. A lot of people were driving by honking their horns. There were people who had boats, also police boats in the water, people driving by taking pictures, people in the boats taking pictures. So it's a really good moment and a very positive thing that's going on here in Charleston. Now, as we saw today, the crowd is starting to diminish a little bit outside the church. We drove by there earlier. In previous days, you'd have hundreds of people out there. Now there's, you know, maybe 50 or so people out there, and we drove by just a little bit ago. So, you know, people are kind of returning to their normal lives, but people have definitely not forgotten. You know, they're still dropping off flowers and saying their prayers out there. So it's always in people's minds, but they're returning more to their normal.
Sure. Well, the funerals are going to start this weekend, and that's going to open up the wounds again. But so far, it looks like people aren't listening to Al Sharpton and others, and thank God there weren't any more copycat white supremacist attacks.
Oh, yes, and I saw some of those articles you were referencing talking about they didn't want anybody to come out here and race bait and try to cook things up. And, you know, the hashtag going on, you know, stay away, so-and-so, stay away. And as far as I know, you know, we didn't have any real agitators out here. You know, of course, we had some defacing of the Confederate statues going on in, I guess it was last night. And we drove by there a little bit earlier and saw guys power washing them off, but we couldn't really see any remnants of it. So they
what do you expect people to do when this guy Because so many folks want to defend the rebel flag. They're saying, you know, hey, it wasn't involved in this. Well, the guy went and killed people draped in it, so you need to decry him so that's clear. Because, I mean, what do you expect people to do? I think that is very light blowing off of steam to deface some of the statues.
Oh, yeah, I definitely agree with that. Just to have that one area, and I thought it was very interesting because we saw some of the people this past week and said they were going to go to the Calhoun statue, but they went to a different statue that was in a different part of town and defaced that.
All right. Well, Jakari Jackson, I guess you're getting back on a plane. Thanks for working so hard. I mean, all of our team, I can't say who's the best. You're all so wonderful, but great job again and great job of the camera crew. Matt's one of our newest additions to the office. He's been doing a great job. I'd say his last name. I didn't ask him if he wants to be known on air by his last name, but Matt, great job as well.
He says thank you.
All right. All right. Anything else, Jakari?
No, just been a good time and, you know, to anybody who has seen some of the more recent reports I've done over the past year, you know, whether it's Ferguson or some of these other cities, you know, this is a complete 180 from that, and I definitely hope it's a 180 for the country as we move forward.
That was a really good people of Ferguson speak out. I forget the exact name. We aired some of it earlier. That was a really good report. Folks are pretty informed down there.
Oh, yeah. People are definitely getting educated about what's going on. You know, people are interested in finding out what else is going on behind the scenes, not just these surface things, but what's actually the root cause of some of these incidents we've seen around the country.
All right, Jakari Jackson, InfoWars Nightly News Anchor, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And folks, we intend to hire a couple more reporters and a couple more writers and a couple more camera people, and we're pretty much going to be as big as I want to get InfoWars. But right now we're kind of strapped because we're always sending reporters around, and then all of our reporters do other behind-the-scenes stuff, whether it's camera, editing. And Jakari's done so many of the great intros you see, so much of the great video editing and audio editing. He is a real treasure. I'm so glad we were able to find Jakari Jackson and David Knight and Leanne McAdoo and everybody else. I mean, just what an amazing group of people. I want to do a whole hour on the rebel flag, the stars and bars. Number one, it's a very handsome flag. It's a really good-looking flag. If you go to InfoWars.com, you can see the flag. I think a good shot of it. As one of the, I don't know if everybody's seen it, but it's got a really cool wrinkled shot of it. To talk about the rebel flag would take an hour to properly hit every angle. At one level, I don't like it. Other levels, I do like it, and I know why people do want to keep it. And so I'm going to spend a few minutes telling you why, and we're going to come back to CJ, who helps produce the show. He had some historically accurate points during the break. Last break, so I want to bring him on in the next segment. Then I'm going to come back, cover world news that we haven't gotten to yet and some of our top stories. Here's the issue. I'm from Texas. Texas was part of this whole Southern movement. It was not about slavery. I've read the documents, the papers, the real history of the time. It was about who would enjoy Western expansion. The North, that was mainly industrial, had very high tariffs on the Southern cotton and other things leaving the country. Internal tariffs on them trying to sell their goods. Whenever we had a Southern president, Andrew Jackson, the South tried to rebel against him and almost had a civil war over taxes. So even Jackson was letting the North screw the South. 2% of the South had slaves. Most of the whites that were poor were as bad off as the black slaves. I mean, that's historical. They were called sharecroppers. They were slaves for all intents and purposes. Their ancestors got here to pay for the way over. They would sign up for 7 to 10 years indentured servitude. I'm going to skip this network break so we have more time. They would get over here, and so they were slaves too. It doesn't take from the plight of the Africans who were definitely treated the worst on their way over here and who were treated the worst when it came to their rights. But when it came to starvation, poverty, degradation, the sharecroppers were pretty close to the bottom of the barrel as well. And so Robert E. Lee was the commandant of West Point. He was a famous general in the U.S. military. He didn't support slavery. He didn't support the South, but he supported states' rights. And so he resigned his commission and joined being a general. Within a year or so, became the head of the Southern forces. It's very interesting history. I've read all about it. I don't dress up in gray uniforms at home. I don't dress up in blue uniforms at home. Quite frankly, I have an illustrious lineage in U.S. history. from Texas right back to the founding of the country and before. So obviously I'm not going to get into my Southern Civil War roots. Just put it to you this way. The rednecks and people, they know about it, bow down to me, okay? But the whole point is that I understand that the South was snookered, the South was bamboozled, the South was set up, and the North was a victim in this thing as well. But 600-plus thousand soldiers died in the Civil War. Now, did the South fight 3-1, 4-1, 10-1 by the end with about 10 times the military equipment on the North? Did the South win the first 2-3 years against the North with some of the best military maneuvers with Stonewall Jackson and others? Yes. So there's the pride of the South that they absolutely dominated the North when, on average, they were fighting 4-1 against Northern soldiers. But these were city guys from the North. They weren't the children of the, you know, the wagon train folks. So you talk about Skinnabuck run a trot line. The North was fighting Davy Crockett. So that's why they were in deep trouble. The South ran out of shoes, ran out of guns, ran out of bullets. So there's this illustrious strength of the South, and the whole giant black brigades that fought on the side of the South, the whole nine yards. The history you're given is not the real history that was going on. Slavery was a horrible institution that the West began the process of getting rid of. There were annals in Alabama where a lot of Texans came here because they would try to arm their slaves, basically free them, and then set up basically their own industrial agrarian combines. That was going on. A lot of people in the South got kicked out to Texas because they were doing what George Washington and Thomas Jefferson had done upon their deaths, freeing their agrarian slaves. So it's 2% had slaves. Of those that did, there was a percentage that beat people and killed them and everything else. With most other folks, it was an entirely different culture than what the media projects. No one's defending it. It's just that what you're told in the news and in the media is not what's going on. It has no reflection in reality to what happened. Then the biggest issue is that for a decade after the Civil War, Lincoln didn't want to break down the South. He didn't want to follow with Sherman's model of Reconstruction. He got shot in the back of the head by John Wilkes Booth, we're told. Really, the evidence points towards that being a setup, that a lot of folks wanted to loot the South. A lot of Northern industrialists wanted to take it over, the railroads wanted to dominate it. Again, I talk about how the South got set up. British intelligence on record armed and trained a bunch of the South, gave them weapons, and then when they had the boa constrictor, or was it the anaconda strategy, it was the big giant snake all the way around the East Coast, all the way up the Mississippi, to basically cut off supplies, the British didn't break those and didn't supply the South. I'm not demonizing the British either. These are just facts of what happened. That you watch shows like Roots or other shows, they don't teach this. They show a guy with a whip beating a black guy. And that's just not what it was. Slavery was already being phased out. It was collapsing because of industrialization and Eli Whitney's cotton gin, which was probably actually invented by a black guy. But the point is that, no kidding, he wanted to quit having to pull the stuff out of the cotton themselves. So the reality is not what the public's been given. And Reconstruction was absolutely hellish. My family owned a hotel on my dad's side in East Texas. And when the Northern soldiers came in after the Civil War, they didn't just take it over. They just burned it to the ground and killed everybody. And it's on tombstones, the family cemetery, killed in Reconstruction. So it was a hellish occupation for a decade. And why didn't they go back to their old state flags? As CJ said during the break, the only way to spit in the eye of the North was to make the rebel flag the state flags and defy that someday we'll beat you, someday we'll get free. And in a way, the South has had its sick revenge, and that the North has become so corrupt and taken over by mafia and government, and the South has lower taxes, that all the industry and people are moving to the South. I don't have some hate the Northerner strategy. You know, I have strong roots to New York on my mother's side of the family and the Ayers family that helped found the state of Texas and, you know, raised Colonel Travis's son and the whole nine yards, David Ayers, William Ayers, you name it. They were successful business owners, landowners in New York City. In fact, one of them owned the land the UN's on today, sold it, ended up being in the Rockefeller hands, and that was owned by my family. And they sold everything they had to move to Texas. It was a Protestant revolution against Catholics. And they came here with boatloads of Bibles, and that basically was what ignited the revolution in Texas. And they were there at Washington on the Brazos helping put all that into place. So, and I'm not bashing Catholics either. I'm just giving you the background. In this politically correct world, we're not supposed to talk about history or names or what happened or what went on. And when we look at the rebel flag today, and people think, oh, it's about going out and killing folks, or it's about slavery. When this scumbag, whether he was behind it or not, the archetype of this guy's a scumbag, this roof, this punk, goes and kills 9 innocent people in their church for no reason but to cause a race war, we shouldn't give him what he wants. To pull down Civil War statues, we're going to pull them down in the north, they're just historical. The pharaohs had slaves. We're going to go to Egypt and blow up, you know, images of Tutankhamun? No. I mean, it's stupid. Are we going to blow up statues of Julius Caesar because he had slaves? That's what this is all about. But the media has branded it as hate, so the right-winger extremist and the left-wing extremist believe it now. It's really a case of brainwashing how they've taken a symbol. I mean, Robert E. Lee was probably one of the most popular people in America. I was even reading this in, like, Time Life magazine that have a Civil War issue. They admitted it in there. I'd read that, but I was surprised they admitted he was one of the most popular men in America when he died. Seen as honorable and as incredible a general as you could be. By the North. It wasn't about slavery. Lincoln wrote letter after letter saying, if I could end this and not free one slave, I would. So that's another fraud. And it'd be great if we fought a Civil War to end slavery. That sounds great, doesn't it? It isn't true. So that's the issue. The robber barons set America up with British intelligence in a pincer attack to break the whole country up. The Civil War was an attack on the North and the South by the robber barons, financed by British intelligence, period. So all the Southerners are wrong, all the Northerners are wrong, history's right. And we're idiots to be played. Okay, we got 4 minutes to break. I want to get CJ's take. You can repeat what you said earlier about the situation, your view on the rebel flag.
Well, you essentially stole my thunder about what happened in the South after the Restoration or the
Reconstruction.
But it goes along with the same thing that every society has done. Hitler took the swastika that was an Indian symbol of brotherhood, turned it into a symbol of hate that'll be a symbol of hate till the end of time, or we forget about it as a society. In parts of Africa, the British flag meant death was coming because the British were tyrannical on every scale in that continent. And it's too bad. People that believe it's heritage are going to have to get over it because a couple of bad eggs or hundreds of bad eggs.
Well, sure. I mean, if we get rid of the rebel flag, what's next? And well, I mean, it's now they're saying the word dad is hurtful. Now you can't have Father's Day. Now they've got ads for the SC. You know, for the animals, you know, saying, don't be a deadbeat dad, neuter your dog or spay.
I saw that at Broodlord. It's hilarious. But we have schools here that say you can't wear an American flag because it's hateful. What's next?
And you can attribute things that are bad to it, and I'm sure we can find some crazy person to go kill people draped in it.
Yeah.
Well, you just hit on it. That's the headline. What's next? Ban the American flag? I mean, the American flag has flown over more slaves than the Confederate flag.
Palestinians would think the Israeli flag is a vicious symbol of hate.
Yeah, and we're not saying that. We're saying from that perspective.
Yeah.
I mean, there is exactly, CJ. So how far does this go?
Until political correctness takes a backseat to reason.
Until we realize it's the true threat to all of our freedom.
Yeah.
The rebel flag's not a threat. The American flag's not a threat.
President Obama said that just because the N-word's not used in society doesn't mean that we don't have deep-seated racism, but it's just a word. It's just a flag. It's just a symbol. It's the...
Well, the truth is, losers want to engage in racism, be they black or white. We know there's plenty of races that are black, Hispanic. I mean, it's just humans do that. It's tribalism. Losers get into that because they're not successful themselves and need to feel better by putting somebody down. And the truth is the Democratic Party shamelessly keeps racism alive. They're the biggest filthy pimps of it, and I'm sick of them. I'm sick of being gamed by the Klan and all their house slaves like Obama. That's it. Obama is a black man sent to convince black people to abort their babies. He's the biggest grand dragon the world's ever seen. And I mean it when I say it. He wants to murder black people.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency. They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life. Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Last night in Little Rock. Put me in a haze. Pretty, pretty Connie was doing her act. She had the whole show, and that's a natural fact. Live all night. It's going to change. About north, south, east, west, and get back to Americana. Free market, private property, strong families, Second Amendment, right to defense, low taxes. and stop having them divide us. All right, I have got a ton of news to get to in a short time to get there. I want to get into Gruber first and then everything else. First off, let me just throw this out there. Thank you so much for buying the high-quality water filtration systems, the books, the videos, the non-GMO heirloom seeds at the lowest prices, the Patriot apparel to spread the word, the super high-quality non-GMO high-quality nutraceuticals. Your purchases make everything we do possible. And, yes, if we sell high-quality products that really give you a good response, you're going to want to buy them again. So just, if I was cold-blooded, I'd want to sell you really good stuff because I want you to keep coming back. But I never was that sophisticated back when I was younger. I always just tried to do a good job because that's how I want to be treated. But thank you for loving InfoWarsLife.com products, whether it's the Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2 or the Colloidal Silver or the Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, the Secret 12, the Winter Sun. All of it is the purest, strongest, most hardcore stuff that we know people are the most lacking in. When you go take synthetic vitamins, they don't do anything but fill up your gallbladder and fry your kidneys. You take the real stuff. I mean, here's an example. One product, DNA Force, costs us over $50 a bottle to produce. Similar formulas that have $50 a product in them sell for $300. It's our most expensive product at $129. I mean, it's marked up 1.5 times. Why can't these companies fund themselves without marking it up 7 times? Point is, you want bio, CoQ10, PP, I mean, all the stuff in there, off the chart, organic, totally absorbable, the Rolls Royce of everything for your entire body, your cells, DNA Force. Right down to products that are $14.95. So we've got the highest quality products at the lowest prices out there. OcuPower. Say it's for your eyes, it's because it really helps them. It's the poor man's DNA Force. It's got stuff in it almost as good for $24. And it's simply amazing. But regardless, when you purchase these products, you're funding an operation dedicated to not dumbing people down, dedicated to giving people a wider context and bringing us together through our shared experiences, every race, color, or creed. And when I called Obama the greatest grand dragon ever lived, think about it. He could double black unemployment. He could increase worldwide abortions of black people, for Africa, you name it, and be called a lover of black people. I mean, if I'd killed 14 million black people like Roe v. Wade has, would I be praised? It's just sick. I'm being called a racist because I'm against Obamacare. That's a giant screw job. When Obama is a eugenicist front man for people that want to kill everybody. They've just had black people under their thumb more so they could get away with it more on them. We're all in this together. We're not going to make it if we don't wake up. Sorry, I'm digressing. I read last hour, I've asked the crew to bring me just print off 3 reviews every day. There's scores of new ones. There's, I don't know how many reviews, close to 1,000 just on Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2. This is from Big Mac, Salt Lake City, Utah. I don't want to write a lengthy, and this is on a third-party major review site. You can click it and see it all right there. I don't want to write a lengthy review, but I will say this product is bleeping hardcore. I lift every day, and the stuff is boosting me to maximum energy. You have to try it, not just listen to reviews. It's awesome. I would recommend this to a friend. There's thousands of these. We've got them for every product. This product is everything they said it was. Warning, if you have high libido, you might want to think twice before trying it. It's that powerful. Too expensive for me to take regularly. It's not that expensive, man. What little money I have goes to the InfoWars store products. Thank you so much, gaming_org. I mean, it cost us a lot to drill and get this stuff, and comparatively, if folks can't afford it, get high-quality Himalayan or other salts that are known to have iodine in it, you'll get some of the effect. It's just bound, so you won't absorb it all. You just got to take more. Talk to your physician. But, yeah, spend $5-$10 on salt. Remember to take it or take this every day. It's just different because ours is a deep earth source that's pure crystals. We're trying to come up with a pill that's least expensive. And for some reason, it's just hell to manufacture this stuff. It's hell to get it. Because when something is 9999, it's a precursor, key element to so much. It's what they use to make a bunch of illegal drugs. And we've had to be checked out by the DEA, you name it, everything, just to be able to manufacture this. It's clear we're not drug dealers. We're just selling the iodine that's legal and lawful. And you can't take the product we sell and do anything with it because it's been mixed into the palm oil and everything. It's the pure gas form that's so controlled. I mean, it's a controlled substance. You know, they control the precursors that go into any of this industrial stuff. I mean, just put it this way. We're weirdos to come out with something like this. I mean, nobody's got this because, well, we had industrial sabotage folks jacking with us, trying to keep us from able to fund ourselves, going around our suppliers of the purest kelp sources. And as a blessing, we kept researching and found a couple of years ago a deep earth source that was supplying major industry. But they only get limited amounts of it, and we're such a small buyer that it's hard for us to even get in and be able to get it. But that's the blessing and curse at the same time because we had this limited run. We're trying to secure more right now. I hope this isn't the end of Survival Shield Nation Iodine X2. But the Lord always comes through for us, so whatever happens, happens. I have confidence in that. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And we have the liver cleanse. You can do the standard liver cleanse, taking it every day, and it just helps. Or do the intense one. You take the oxy powder, drink the apple cider vinegar 4 times a day, then take olive oil 6 days later and lay on your right side for an hour before you go to bed and get ready to be totally freaked out when the average person 20, 30 black or green balls come out of your gallbladder. You get too many of them, your gallbladder bursts. You're not supposed to have them in there. That's how much artificial crap and melamine and fluoride and toxins are in our body, and the body just fights to survive and takes that out. That's what your liver's going through. And by the way, it's total transparency here. I do drink some. I've gone 3 years without drinking, but it's like smoking. I go smoke 1 or 2 cigars, I get right back on them. I go out, smoke cigars, then I want a beer. I drink a beer, then I want a martini. And I started my cleanse last week, wasn't drinking. Drank one drink, and normally, I mean, I could drink a bunch of drinks, and I got, whoa, it hit me really hard. And I've been told that by Dr. Grip and others. Do not drink if you're doing the advanced cleanse. I mean, it will hurt your liver. That is, don't drink while you're doing the cleanse, because it opens your liver wide open, you know, wide open. That's the joke around here. Weldon does the cleanse every few months because, you know, he's a musician and plays a lot, has a few Lone Stars when he's playing. And he said, I love how much money it saves me buying beer. I could drink a 12-pack and not get a buzz. And after doing a liver cleanse for about a month, 2 beers, and he's done. I mean, that shows you what's going on in your liver is all I'm saying. Flush it out. Consult your physician because this is a real cleanse. It's not a game. InfoWarsLife.com. Okay. Finally, please support our local AM/FM affiliates. Become a sponsor. Thank their sponsors. Support their sponsors and spread the word. Now is not the time for half measures. People are really ready to listen now because things are getting so serious. And if folks out there that have means don't take action and don't spread the word, I mean, if I was a well-to-do businessman listening to this show or businesswoman listening to this show anywhere in the country, AM, FM, Internet, however you're listening, I would put up a billboard about the show. And I'm not ashamed asking that. I'm risking my life doing this. I'm going all out. I need your help. I mean, I'm committed to this fight. I know we can beat these people, at least back them off and have a soft landing. But if we don't see a maximum effort and everybody just sees themselves as a spectator and not somebody on the field, we're going to lose this war. How about, you know, people say they want the South to rise again. How about America rises again? How about freedom rises again? How about common sense rises again? Now, these are some of the billboards around the country. That one right there was in Tennessee. Let's go back. And people ought to copy that design and put it up in their area. Don't listen to Alex Jones, period. It's got a big image of Obama, InfoWars.com. And I told folks I'd take action. I put up 2 in Austin. That's as much as our budget can do, but it just hit me. I just told Buckley to put up this other design that just said Infowars.com, forbidden information. We ought to put up, if we haven't already sent it, that one with Obama that says don't listen to Alex Jones, period. Infowars.com. That one's even better. Yeah, well, you send that over to the graphics folks. I think there's a copy of that graphic online. And there's a lot of other cool ones out there as well. I think that was the artist rendering of one, but then I know that billboard was put up, so I saw other photos that were talking about. And like the news was like, is it legal to put down our Lord and Savior? All right, let me shut up now. Jonathan Gruber, if that story would have kept getting bigger, was the type of thing that could bring down the current agenda. Him laughing to a bunch of academics and them nodding their sickening cult heads and their gang about how to lie to the public and how he helped fix the numbers, that it massively increased prices, but he helped cover it up. And then Obama thanking him in speeches and others thanking him, and then him saying, oh, I actually didn't work for Obama, and Obama saying he didn't know who he was. We're going to play some of these clips to remind folks, because it's back in the news. We should push Gruber back out there, the dishonorable, rat-like, little, sniveling, dishonorable piece of crap who thinks it's funny to raise old people and poor people's prices. That makes me cringe. Email show MIT's Jonathan Gruber had even more to do with Obamacare's passage than previously thought. And then it goes through the fact that the Wall Street Journal and others report that they've now got the email showing that he was one of the main engineers of it and was basically thanked as being one of the top guys, which we already knew. But it just triples the lie. Yeah, I ran the whole thing. They hired me to help lie. Obama, we love you. We thank you, Gruber. Obama, I don't know him. Never knew him. Gruber, I don't know Obama. Now we have emails showing they did. I mean, they're liars any way you slice it. They're hardcore crooks that sit around with a bunch of other scum academics laughing and screwing people. I mean, yeah. Let's go ahead and go to the famous Gruber clip. Here it is.
It's just, you can't do it politically. You just literally cannot do it. Okay, transparent financing, unless I have transparent financing, also transparent spending. I mean, this bill was written in a tortured way to make sure CBO did not score the mandate as taxes. If CBO scored the mandate as taxes, the bill dies. Okay, so it's written to do that. In terms of risk-rated subsidies, if you had a law which said healthy people are going to pay in, it made explicit that healthy people pay in and sick people get money, it would not have passed. Okay, just like the people, lack of transparency is a huge political advantage. And basically, you know, call it the stupidity of the American voter or whatever. But basically, that was really, really critical to getting the thing to pass. And, you know, it's the second best argument. Look, I wish Mark was right. We can make it all transparent. But I'd rather have this law than not.
I'd rather have this law to keep it secret. Just like they're keeping TPP secret, lack of political transparency, tyranny, dictatorship. And they all sit around because they're wearing suits and talking in nerd vices like, it's okay to rip people off, you crook. There's few people I'd like to slap upside the head, but I'll tell you, he's one of them. If we were going to have socialist health care, that'd be bad enough. This is a diabolical screw job by the insurance companies. That because it's liberal, it's okay. Let's go to Gruber saying Obama was in the room. Here it is.
Thing that's real cost control that we know it'll work, go after this. Now, the problem is it's a political nightmare. And people say, no, you can't tax my benefits. It feels like. So what we did a lot in that room was think about, how could we make this work? And Obama's like, well, you know, I mean, he's really a realistic guy. He's like, look, I can't just do this. He said, it's just not going to happen politically. The bill will not pass. How do we manage to get there through phase-ins and other things? And we talked about it. And he was just very interested in that topic. And once again, that also became the genesis of what's called the Cadillac tax in the health care bill, which I think is one of the most important and bravest parts of the health care law.
Yeah, it's brave to lie.
And doesn't get nearly enough credit.
Yep, in your face. Now let's go to Obama saying he didn't know Gruber. Here it is.
To inspire young leaders by saying governments need to be held accountable and be responsive to the people. I wonder how you square that with your former advisor, Jonathan Gruber, claiming you were not transparent about the health law. Because in his words, the American people, the voters, are stupid. Did you mislead Americans about the taxes, about keeping your plan, in order to get the bill passed?
No, I did not.
Lied again.
I just heard about this. I get well briefed before I come out here. The fact that some advisor who never worked on our staff expressed an opinion that I completely disagree with in terms of the voters is no reflection on the actual process that was run. We had a...
Well, that's good. Let's go to now him thanking Gruber with Gruber in the room. Here is Obama a year before.
You've already drawn some of the brightest minds from academia and policy circles. Many of them I've stolen ideas from liberally. People ranging from Robert Gordon to Austin Goolsbee, John Gruber, my dear friend Jim Wallace here, who can talk, I think, who can inform what are sometimes dry policy debates with a prophetic voice.
All right. And now we have the emails that he was absolutely one of the main architects. Of course he was. And he's out there lecturing other academics on how to deceive people. I mean, the guy needs to be indicted for fraud. But the blackmailed Supreme Court continues to uphold Obamacare, which is the most ridiculously criminal, unconstitutional joke. I mean, on its face, you can't give thousands of companies waivers to not be part of it, and everyone else has to be part of it. That's called discrimination. Then you've got all the other facets to it. I mean, you know, foreign insurance companies' profits are up 47% 2 years into this, globally off-screwing us. I mean, Obamacare is a royal, royal fraud. And notice it isn't repealed because the bipartisan scum want it. People like Boehner.
All loans subject to one-day score approval must be business at least 1 year to apply.
Attention, small business owners needing financing. Are you too busy running your business to deal with the slow lending process of your bank? Are you frustrated at the paperwork and delays just trying to get a decision? Then you need OnDeck, the A-plus Better Business Bureau rated small business experts, where our simple application process takes as little as 10 minutes and funding could be available in just one business day. At OnDeck, we focus on your business operation and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business loans, not credit card advances. OnDeck provides financing to a wide variety of small businesses like restaurants, plumbing, landscaping, freight trucking, and healthcare providers. If you're frustrated with the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, contact OnDeck. Funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck is publicly listed on the New York Stock Exchange and has provided over $2 billion to small businesses like yours. So go to OnDeckLending.com today or call 800-293-6819. That's 800-293-6819.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Good news, General Mills is dropping artificial flavors and colors from its entire line of cereals. That's because of people voting with their dollars. We see huge successes like this every few days now. The bad news is, and I meant to cover this more today, I will tomorrow. The Earth enters its sixth extinction phase. I covered that some yesterday, but it's so big I'm going to cover it some tomorrow. In this AP article, the big announcement, the Secretary of Defense, U.S. to provide weapons, aircraft, commandos for NATO. And you read the statements by NATO and the head of the Department of Defense, the Department of World War III, the Department of Starting Wars. It used to be called the Department of War. That's where Ever Bernays had it renamed Department of Defense. See, it's all just spin. They're giving command and control, intelligence, surveillance capabilities, special operations forces, logistics, transport aircraft, and a range of weapons support that include bombers, fighters, and ship-based missiles. Whoa! I should have started the show with that. You know, Kurt Nemo, I read that this morning, and just was, oh my God, World War III. Nemo wrote a great article, but the headline should not be, U.S. will provide weapons for NATO commandos to attack Ukrainian separatists. It's NATO accelerates war against Russia, heavy weapons to be deployed. I mean, I don't even know how to describe this. I don't even have a headline that's hardcore enough. This is a wild escalation. In fact, I'm going to shoot a special report for the Nightly News. I really dropped the ball. The whole show should have been about this. But, you know, I mentioned at the first of the show that's coming up in rebroadcast that this is all part of the insanity running towards the collapse, where the West goes in and topples the Ukrainian government, puts a government in. The East is mainly Russian. They start attacking the Russians. The Russians give some supply and logistics to help the people. They didn't start it. And now they've had commandos and trainers there, but now they're escalating it to bombers? I guess they're going to stick Ukrainian pilots in NATO aircraft and start. You know that means there's going to be NATO fighter pilots. This is wild. And Russia will escalate, and this will be a actual war, undeclared, like Vietnam was for 5 years, from 59 to 64. An undeclared war with Russia, and not in Southeast Asia, not in Africa, but in Ukraine, where Russia's had more than 10 wars. I mean, that is crazy. Here's an important clip of a U.S. senator asking Obama, what gun laws should we have had to stop this fruit bowl going in and shooting people in Charleston? Here's this clip.
Well, I think the president's off base on this one, to be honest with you. The fact of the matter is that what type of gun law would have made this situation not occur? Frankly, he was already breaking gun laws that currently exist when he went into a church with a gun. When, as a person charged with a felony, he had a gun. So the laws were already broken. To suggest that there's somehow a way for us to specifically stop this occurrence with gun legislation seems to be inconsistent with the facts as we know them on the ground. He had a handgun. This is not an automatic weapon. So there's really no conversation to be had that somehow the gun laws that we have are not working. The fact is that had the gun laws been enforced, and frankly it's not an enforcement issue, but had the guy obey the gun laws, we would not be here. But the challenge is that laws are created for a just society. This guy was not trying to be a part of a just society.
Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina, what a great senator. On the surface, he makes great sense. But I remember reading the names. I think he voted for TPP. We need to check that vote. You can have such good people. That guy has nice eyes, you know, has a friendly demeanor, has a good voting record on a bunch of issues. But, you know, he comes off as Christian and good. I mean, and then he's TPP. But I want to check that. I'm going from memory. And look it up real quick, Senator Scott's vote on TPP. I want to see on that. It just opens it up to a larger discussion. Tonight, 7 o'clock Central, I'll have an emergency report on World War III and more. Retransmission starts now at InfoWars.com/show and re-airs on some fine stations. Pray for us. Pray for America. Pray for peace.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
In Charleston.
Your liver can be full of fatty deposits, built-up toxins, and even dangerous objects known as liver stones. We worked with the top developers in the field of detox to take tried and true herbs and other compounds known to safely cleanse the liver and fused it with the latest research and technological development on concentrating these ingredients to give you the maximum effect. Liver Shield is the only liver support product on the market that uses a patented Spigerex blend of powerful organic herbs that support detoxification. And when you visit InfoWarsLife.com, see the instructional video on how to do a six-day liver detox. This isn't a game, and let me tell you, the results are dramatic. Liver Shield is totally organic and made of the safest high-quality herbs. But that said, you need to consult your physician before you do the full detox. Liver Shield can also be used daily by itself for overall upkeep of the liver. Secure your Liver Shield today exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com for the lowest price available. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.